Shalom Aleichem, sweetest friends. We are continuing our series of Shi'urim in the Rambam. We are in Perek Beis, Halacha Hei, Hilchos Malachim. Baruch Hashem, we already started to flow to Teres Hashem. Based on Torah, Remain of Rabbeinu, Agoin with David Zetzal. Nachum Amshichim, Veschus Chaychev, Fei Vasvichad Yisbasi, Yechil Ben Shalamis, Ephraim Ben Rus, Nechgit Abbas Reb Chaim Tzvi, Vachotzech Alatzeh, In the previous year, we quoted the Ein Yankif and Ksubas Kuf Gimel Amid Beis, that all the dinim that are brought here in the Rambam, Mitzad Eimaso Yalecho, and are cited in the Gemara in Ksubas with regard to a Nasi, are not Meikar Adin. When it comes to a Nasi, a nasi doesn't, you don't have to have a maso alecha. If someone is a nasi, is the president of the Sanhedrin, you don't have to have a maso alecha. It's not me'ikar adin. It was just meyuchad etz Rabbi Gamliel, who wasn't fully fit to be memali makom avosav, to fill the shoes of his illustrious forebears. So when it comes to him, you have to, he was nahog nasi uschaburama, like the Gemara says. But normally, there's no din of Eim Alecha by Nasi. So that's what we saw in the previous Shir, and then Reina of Rabbeinu Zetzal, it's Marich in this, to explain various Gemaras based on this Yisod. However, the Me'iri says not like this at Ksubis. Ayin Sham B'Me'iri, B'ma Shekosev Nichnas Ramal Amleel Etzlo, V'Amalo Nahog Nasi Utcha B'Rama, V'Zroik Mora B'Talmidim, Shekol Shehut Sorich Liyo Ispaunis, U'Manig, it's not a special din of Rabban Gamliel. It's a din in any nasi, any leader, has to have a masoi muteles. V'lo yokel b'chvoid atzmoi, b'chvoid shum odom. He shouldn't be makel in his own covet for anybody else's covet. Mvuar shehu meikar hadin, sheyesh din emato alecha gam benasi. It's a din of a masay alecha, even by a nasi. And there's a Gemara that Rebbe was noig b'hanava. So this is why I use the nasi. So this is explained by Arichos in the Meiri and the Chibur Atshuva, Maimar Aleph, page 118. See also 129. Hopefully we'll get to that in Halacha Vav. But we have to understand, are all Divrei HaRambam B'Perek Zeh Be'imat HaMelech B'chol Parnas U'Manhig Harei V'dai No'el Dinim Miyuchadim LaMelech Ve'inam K'lal B'Nasi V'Shar Parnasim Eich HaMe'iri Yachol Agid Arar Kaze. What the Rambam says applies to every leader. Every leader has to be made to a covet. Make the aim on people. Anybody who is a leader has to, his fear, his awe has to be instilled in people. All these dinim and the Rambam that we see here in Halacha Hey apply to every leader. It's only talking about a king. All of these details are every parnas of manik. It's only you're talking about a king. On the other hand, the Rambam here says shetei mas. So here there are various dinim that we saw in the Rambam. That's mistaper b'chol yom, mitaken atzmo, wears nice clothing, gets haircuts every day. Sits in his palace and his platchin and his pen, puts a keser b'roshoi. People come to him, they bow down, etc., etc., etc. So that can't apply to everybody, but in Pashtus HaSugya, as the Meiri understands it also, that there's a din of a maso alecha even by a nasi. So maishna din a maso alecha, which is lav dafka b'melech, fi Pashtus HaSugya b'ksubis, and all the other dinim. would appear that there are two inyanim b'dinei maaser alecha, v'hem mechulakim b'seder divrei Rambam b'perek zeh. So we have two dinim b'dinei maaser alecha, and they are split up in the order of the Rambam in this parak. That yesh pu'ulot mesuyamot shehem neged dinei maaser alecha. There are certain pu'ulas which are against the din of a maaser alecha. Certain somebody does them, it's against the awe. Contradicts the awe that one is supposed to be feeling. And those are all the dinim that the Rambam brings in this perek until halacha hei. Like using his kelim, seeing him in the Beis HaMerchatz v'chadayme, him going after the mace, that all of these maisim are against the din of emasoy alecha. V'dinim elu v'day enam ela b'melech. All of these dinim, Rotov Beit HaMelchatz, Halichato Achar HaMet, all these maisim are against the din of Emasu Alecha, and these dinim vadei only apply to a melech. However, there's another inyan in the Sidrei Hanhaga, shall call me sheyesh alav dinei Hanhaga, vehem, ha-halachot ha-mevo'arot, ve-halacha heikan, ve-rezeo lishono shel Rebbe b'ktubot, nehog nesiyutcha b'rama, היינו באופן ההנהגה שתהי ברמה. ודינים אלו אינם מיוחדים למלך דווקא, אלא הם מיוחדים להנהגה. There's another din, that not all of the details, that you do certain things, it's against emasa elecha, shimush bekelim, etc. But, nahog nesiyuscha ברמה, that your hanhaga should be ברמה, it should be high, it should be exalted, it should be powerful. And that's not dafka king. Anybody who's a leader, even if he's a nasi, any parnas, any manig, any leader. B'zene rabbe ma shekatvu atosvot, v'ktubot b'daf yud zayin, b'dibur ha-matchil parashat rachim, v'tosvot sota b'daf mem alef, when the kash of the gemara in Ksubis, Agrippus was over lifnei akala, why did he respect the Kala? Melech shemachol al kvodi ein kvodi mochol. Fractosis. You could say mitzvah shiny. We discussed this tosis at length in our Hilchos Malachim Shirim. You could say mitzvah shiny. That's why normally melech shemachol al kvodi ein kvodi mochol. But here he's doing a mitzvah being samech the Kala. Like we see in Sota, that Agrippus read the Torah by Amida. And Parshas Hakel, Mishum de Mitzvah Shaini, his Mochel and his Kavod. So you also Adavi the Kala. So Tosis to answer is, Shishaini Hasim Shiyesh La Melech Lachlo Kavod La Torah HaChashuva Mimen. Aval HaChaleka Mitzvah. Torah, the king has to give Kavod to, because Torah is more Chashuv than the king. But here, there's no Mitzvah. The Kvodoy Odif Mikavod HaKala, the Kavod of the Melech is preferable. It takes precedence over the Kavod HaKala, and therefore there's no Mitzvah being Mechavi the Kala. That's one teretz of Tosfos. Tosfos and Sota adds to the Miyashev, based on this, what we see in Kiddushin, Daf Lamed Beis, Lamed Beis, Baram Gamliel, who is serving at his son's wedding. Gemara discusses, Ay noch, si shemochol al kavoidoi. Is kavoidoi mochol or is kavoidoi not mochol? Ay, it's b'mokol mitzvah b'shul kavod chachonim. So Tosfos, shelefi hanal, b'chai gavna b'melech, there's no mitzvah at all for a melech. And we're talking about a melech, there's no mitzvah. Because he's more chashev, just like he's more chashev than the kala. He's more chashev than the chachamim. He shouldn't be giving them kavod. Therefore the gemara is done. Is the nasi allowed to be moichel on his kavod or not? In the sefer Be'er Sheva, Harich Letmoa, שהרי ודאי כבוד תלמיד חכם עדיף מכבוד המלך. Definitely the כבוד of a תלמיד חכם is עדיף מכבוד המלך. What do you mean, Tosfos? כבוד המלך is עדיף מכבוד תלמיד חכם. לא יכול להיות. כבוד תלמיד חכם עדיף מכבוד המלך. כמבואר בהוריות, בדף י"ג עמוד א', חכם קודם למלך ישראל. חכם שמת, אין לנו כיוצא בו. חכם ישראל שמת, כל ישראל ראויים למלכות. A chacham takes precedence over a Melech Yisrael. A Chacham is more chashuv than a Melech Yisrael. When a Chacham dies, we don't have anybody to replace him. When a king dies, any Jew could be a king, in theory. Kol Yisrael ruim lemalchus. So Kavod Chacham is greater, says the Be'er Shem. And also Kavod Talmidei Chachamim is Kavod HaTorah Atzma, like we see in Shavuos and Daf Lamed Amud Beis. Kavod Talmid Chacham hu Esei de Kavod HaTorah. And the Gabei HaTorah Tosis writes that there's a mitzvah of the Melech. So here also being Mechavid Chachamim, there's a mitzvah of the Melech should be Mechavid the Chachamim. So not pitom that Rabbi Gamliel shouldn't be Mishamish at his son's wedding, shouldn't be serving Chachamim. Behold, we have Tosis in Sanhedrin, and Daf Yutes Amud Aleph, and Divrei Ma'aser Yanai, and Zvochim, and Daf Tezayin Amud Aleph, Divrei Ma'aser Mal Yoshe, that Kavod Talmud Chacham is Adif Mikavod HaMelech. Mehaitaima made Talmud Chacham be Yeshiva, Mashen Kin Melech. Talmud Chacham is more Chashuv than a Melech, and for this reason, a Talmud Chacham gives his Edus be Yeshiva, unlike a king. As Sahadatos is right, there's no mitzvah for a king to be mechabit tamid echachonim. So the Be'er Shev is ma'arichin. It's based on what we said. We can explain. It follows that a king who is given a special hanhoga of hanhogas eimo v'zeo hanhagato v'shem shahanhogas shar adam hi v'hanhogas hanobe v'achnoe v'meila kevin shel mechabit acherim shem tachas hanhagaso v'stir l'mashu v'hanhagaso. So a king that a special anhaga was given to him of anhagas ema, that a king was given the anhaga that people have to be in awe of him, that's supposed to be his anhaga, just like other people are supposed to be have an anhaga of anavan hachna, of being low, of being humble. Memela, since to be mechabed others that are other under his anhaga, is a stira to his anhaga. Unless it's besina, like the Rambam says, the gabe kavod chamud chacham aydei melech, which is a mitzvah. But otherwise, it has to be the Rambam this halacha. Otherwise, it has to be a king has to act be'ema. Acting be'anav is a stira to his hanaga. Havalei melech legabe acherim. Ki gavra piseach she'eino yachol la'amod achrei shezeo mitziuso. Kumo ken zoi mitzius ha-melech ba'anagasa. U'mishumachi ein kan klal mitzvah. Af al-pi she'kobed ha-teiro odif mikobed ha-melech. Rak legabei mikri miuchodim ka'amido ba'idus she'einu dover ha-nechlal b'seder ha-noga tmidi shel ha-odam. B'ze keben de tamut chocham odif minei. So a king vis-a-vis others is like a lame person who can't stand up, because that's his mitzias. So the mitzias of a melech in his anhaga is that he's not noig ba'anava, and therefore there's no mitzvah to be mechabit others when it comes to a king. In maso alecha. But still, it's against his very mitzvah, since it's against his very mitzvah. So he doesn't have to give kavod to the Torah. Only in special instances, like amida be'edus, which is not included in the normal daily behavior of a person, there, since the Talmud Chacham is greater than a melech, mitzad kavod ha-Torah, a king should testify standing up, and a Talmud Chacham sits down. Rak legabei Torah tzma she'in atachas hanagosa, rak shemais zilzul shel kriya b'amida yachzir. Imaso b'yachas lachem v'chay gavnei gamitzvah, yel she'nitches mipnei dinei maso yalecha, chol she'ish mitzvah imochol al kvoido kvoido imochol. Just legabei Torah itself, which is not under his hanhaga, just that a maisa zilzul, if he reads standing, it is going to decrease the fear of people in him. So in such an instance, there is a mitzvah. It's just pushed off because of the dinei maso alecha. One, he's relating to others. It has to be the Rama. The king has to assert his authority, and there has to be a maso alecha. And therefore, when it comes to other people, he can't stand because he can't. It's like he's a pisach. It's against his whole mitzvah. However, when it comes to standing by Eidus, which is not the normal way thing you do in your normal hanhaga, so there we tell the king to stand where the Talmud Chacham sits, because the Kavod of Talmud Chacham is greater. But when it comes to the Torah itself, which isn't under the rule of the king, but reading V'amida is going to decrease the fear, the awe that people have in the king. So there's a mitzvah, but it's pushed off because of the din of maso alecha. But if there's a mitzvah, we say me'el shemach ha'kvod ha'kvod ha'machu. And that's what Tosis and Sotah writes, she'arei l'gabe v'sha mitzvah kavod atzmai. She'en tzorech la'atzichem la'asas bo la'melech kavod. Yedoy le'im mitzvah kibud she'chayev bo ha'melech. She'vei gam aleihem amra Torah, som tasim alecha melech, she'teim ato alecha v'lo imatcha alav. Ad kan dvarav, dahinu, shetamut chacham biyachas lamelech u'matu shen kapa v'haga shel kavod, kevin shitachas emasa alecha shenemar gam alav, u'mishu tachas zeh in klapa v'hanagat kavod, shistir alhanagas emasa alecha shenemar klap v'shem lech lekla mitzakla. So Tosis writes, that a Talmud Chacham in relationship to a king is in a situation where he has no anhaga of kavod, since he is under the ema of the king, which was said about the Talmud Chacham. In other words, the king doesn't have to be mekabel the Talmud Chacham, because that's a stira to the anhaga of emaso alecha, and therefore there's no mitzvah at all. And that's what would explain why Rabbi Gamliel is Mishamish Besuda Shel Bino. He's Mishamish Besuda Shel Bino. Because, and the Gemara says, is he Mochel and it's covered? Now, is he Shemochel, Kvod, or Kvod, or Mochel, or not? It's B'makom Mitzvah, Shul Tekavir Chachamim, so why shouldn't he be? So the answer is, says Tosfos, that in such an instance, the king has no mitzvah at all. The mitzvah is, a king has no mitzvah. Why does a king have no mitzvah at all? And the answer is because there's a hanhaga of a maso alecha. When there's a mitzvah, for example, when dealing with the Torah itself, so then we say that a maso alecha is docha the mitzvah, but a king could be mochel and is covered. But when it comes to chachamim, there's no mitzvah at all for the king to be mechavi the chachamim, because that's against this hanhaga of a maso alecha. וזה נראה לבאר את מה שכותב הרמב״ם כאן לעניין מלך וכהן גדול שאינו בא לפני המלך אלא אם רצה ואינו עומד לפניו אלא המלך יושב לפני כהן גדול שנאמר לפני אלעזר הכהן יעמוד. With this we can explain the Rambam with regard to a מלך and a כהן גדול, that the Kohen Gadol only comes before the king if he wants to. He doesn't stand in front of him. The king stands in front of the Kohen Gadol. As it says about Yeshua, the king is Lefnei Elazar HaKohen Yamar. He stands before Elazar HaKohen. So it's the king who's giving cover to the Talmud Chacham. Now in Hari is Daf Yud Gimel, Mevo'ar, Shemelech Kodem Letat LeKohen Gadol. See, the Melech precedes the Kohen Gadol. He takes preference. His life is saved first. Dichtiv, v'yomer amelech alem kru et avdei adonichem. V'ech katab ha-Rambam, Kohen Gadol adif mi melech. Gemara in Harayah says that a melech is odif mikohen gadol. The Gemara in Harias, just a few Gimel Amud Aleph, is talking about a chacham and a melech Yisrael who are in captivity. So the chacham precedes the melech Yisrael, because chacham shemeis einlanu kayot sevo, the melech Yisrael shemeis kol Yisrael v'yin malchus. Melech kodem lekohen gadol. The king precedes the kohen gadol, as it says in Sefer Melachim that David said to Tzadok, who was the kohen gadol, v'yomer melech lem k'chu imachem et avdei adonaychem. So the melech David amar lo avdei, the servant of adonaychem, right? Who kara la'atzmo adon legabei kohen gadol. So you see that a king is adif mi kohen gadol lefi shehu adon moshel alav. King is other from the Kohen Gadol because he's the Adam, he's the Moshe. Zech kotev po Rambam she Kohen Gadol adif mi Melech. Shorim et haGemara afuch. As beBe'er Sheva b'Masechet Horayot katav shtehadichti b'lefnei Elzar Kohen yamod. That it says in the Torah. At Lefnei Elazar HaKohen Yamod, that the king stands before the Kohen Gadol, that's only when he's asking B'Mishpat HaUrim, it's talking there about asking from the Urim B'Tumim. Then the king stands for the Kohen Gadol, otherwise not. So writes the Chazdei David in the Tosefta Perek Beis Dehori Hashem. Chen, Harei Lo Kein, Mevuar B'Divrei Rambam Kan, Rambam Lomed Mipasuk Ze, Amida Lefnei Kohen Gadol, Gam Shelo B'Shat Shelat Urim B'Tumim. The Rambam learns from this pasuk that you have to stand before the Kohen Gadol even when you're not being shaul in the Urim V'Tumim. And his makor is from the Sifri Zut and Parashas Pinchas. Shepasak lo HaKadosh Baruch Hu gedula le'Elazar shafilu melech hoy meid melefonav ayin sham ba'anbu abis disifri mashem uchol gavni. In other words, the Rambam says in Mako in the Sifri Zuta is that Kadosh Baruch Hu gave Gedula to Elazar, to the Kohen Gadol, that a king stands before him. And the Perish and Boy the Sifri, he says that it's in any instance the king stands before the Talmud Chacham. As Echadin Azem Matim in Magamara Bahoriot, like the Kashas of the Be'er Sheva, how does it stem with the Gemara and Horius? In Gemara and Horius, we see that the king is before the Kohen Gadol. And yet we see in the Rambam that Kohen Gadol comes before the king. The king has to give cover to the Talmud, to the Kohen Gadol, not a fuch. V'chein tzarich biyur kevan she'Kohen Gadol adiv. My time because of Rambam, see, since the Kohen Gadol takes precedence over the Kohen, why does the Rambam write that there's nevertheless a mitzvah in the Kohen Gadol to be mechabed the melech? Ulo Shiva, Velamon Mipanov Kshiavolo. No, when the king comes, he has the king sit down, he stands before the king. But the Kohen Gadol is Adif. As Mehechitesi Mitzvazo. Since the Kohen Gadol is Adif, Mehechitesi that he's giving cover to the Melech. Zafid Varenu Nerakach. Shevadai Din Melech. Shevadai Ad Melech Adif Mikohen Gadol Bechashivusai. In the chashivus of the Kohen Gadol is adif. Amelech is adif mi Kohen Gadol. As we learn from the pasuk in Harius, David was the master. David comes before the Kohen Gadol. Tzadok. Elashani don kan, eno mi adif. Elach sheistira b'dinei anaga bein melech shekanal u'anaga shel mora, anaga gadol shgam lo chiyuv anaga miyuchad. ובואה ברמב״ם פרקי מלכות כלי המקדש של החגים הוא, שחייב כהן גדול אינו כבוד בעצמו, אין שם מקרא מתגדלהו משל אחיו. זאת אומרת, here we have a stira. ודאי המלך הזה עדיף מכהן גדול. What about if you have a stira in DNA and hugger between the king, who has to act in ways that instill awe in people, and a כהן גדול, who also has a חיוב הנהגה מיוחד, like we see in the רמב״ם in the fifth parak of כלי מקדש של החגים הוא, that a Kohen Gadol is chayav to be noyeh kavod ba'atzma. And he brings from the pasuk of Gadleu Mishalachiv that he should become his brothers, his fellow Kohanim, make him greater than them. So he has to be Noi Kavod La'atzma. He has to be act Chashuv and be Chashuv. Ayin Shem Rambam, Klein Mikdash 5:3. So if B'yachas L'melech, the question is, if in relationship to the king, there's going to be a din, Shu Keir Kore Lo Yuba, V'tzich La'amod Lefanav, U'kechol She'ar Adinim Shuzkuru Kam Rambam L'gabei Hediyot. Yish Kan Stira. See, normally, the king calls you, you come. You have to be Mechabit the king. But here there's a stira between the Kohen Gadol and the king. Because the Kohen Gadol also has to be Noi Gatzim of a covered. And the king is also a bit covered. So whose covered takes precedence over whose? As a pasuk mechadesh lanu, shelefnei alazar ha-kohen yamot. So that there's a stira between the anhaga of the melech and the anhaga of the Kohen Gadol. So the anhaga ha-kavod of the Kohen Gadol takes precedence. The king stands before the Kohen Gadol. In this stira, Kohen Gadol is greater than a melech, and Memela, Kohen Gadol doesn't have such an anhaga. But mitzad atzmo, the king is more chashuv. Umidine kavod, mechubi melech yoser mi Kohen Gadol. Because of this, the Rambam writes that it's a mitzvah the Kohen Gadol be mechabi the melech. So to be mechayev him mitzad and hagas hamelech, that's a stira to the hagas hakadlus of the Kohen Gadol. Aval mirtzano atol, it's not a stira. Vishuv mitzad chashivus melech haKohen Gadol, he has a mitzvah to be mechabe the melech. So, Torah Tzakushia, we asked, stira, who's greater? On one hand, we see that Kohen Gadol doesn't have to be mechabi the melech. On the other hand, we see in the Gemara that a melech is greater. So Teretz is a melech is greater. That's Musa. Just when you have a stira, then the Kohen Gadol doesn't have to be mechabi the melech. The Kohen Gadol has his own dine covered. Just if he wants to, there's a mitzvah. So we still have a vel to say. And the Rambam, Hilchos Melachim, and this halacha. Particularly, there's still a lot more to talk about. So, Be'ezer Hashem Yisbarach, we will see. It's Hashem B'li Neder, coming Shir. And Nireh Nifla'ot Rabot V'Gedolot Mitorat Hashem. B'Simcha U'B'Tuv Levav Merov Kol. And I thank you so much for listening. Shalom, shalom, sweetest friends, Beli Neder, we shall continue. Shalom, shalom.